Steve, quite a finish to the game. First of all, some of your team's display for me.
Well, I thought we started really well. You know, some of the passing and moving in the first 15, 20 minutes was quite, again, outstanding. And when you have a passage you play like that for as long as that, there's always a downside that you've not scored a goal. And we didn't get ourselves in front. Some heroic defending by Chris's team, and they have to take plaudits for that. And then we obviously lose a silly goal against her on a play. It's obviously a defensive error. We not only do we give the ball away, but we're going to give the ball away when we pass it. But, you know, we should do better defensively. And in the second half, I thought was a little bit end-to-end. And I think both teams trying to, obviously Huddersfield trying to think they've killed the game if they get the second. It's poor defending from us. First of all, it's a bad touch and goes to their player. And second, one of my centre-backs should deal with it. Quite simply, an easy ball into the box, but gets caught wrong side. But, you know, we changed the system, we changed the personnel. We get fantastic support from the cop, as we normally do. And we always thought if we got a goal, and, you know, it's fantastic when 2 of your substitutions score a goal, because sometimes you shake your head, sometimes on the sideline. But I thought Jono's header was fantastic. It's he's up. We've just seen it again there in the DVD. He's up a foot above everyone else. And then the second goal, we got a little bit fortunate, don't we, Frex as a strike. But I think they got a little bit fortunate, a couple of things that just did the break for us in the box. And perhaps I think the dressing room feels that, you know, we should have played against 10 men for much of the game today. I think there's an outrageous elbow in my face of my captain. And the referee says he throws an arm, but there was no intent. Well, if you throw an arm, there's intent for me. But, you know, when you're 2-0 down and there's a couple of minutes left and you've got the characters that we've got and we've spoke about and that we worked with, then we're delighted for the dressing room.
Yeah, you must be really pleased with the resilience your side's shown today.
Well, listen, I think I spoke about it pre-match, so Huddersfield Press can run with this how they like, but I spoke about Chris Pearl's words when they drew it home to Sheffield Wednesday. They should have lost that game. And Sheffield Wednesday didn't have a clear penalty given, and Chris Pearl says, as an experienced Championship manager, a point in the Championship's always a good day. It's only a very good day if you get all three. So we've had a very good day at the end of the game.
Were you disappointed in the middle of both halves when the play seemed to get a bit sloppy at times, particularly first half?
Well, I think we started probably the go against the run of play knocks us a little bit. And then there's always a weariness of them counter-attacking. And then we'd two or three passes that went astray a little bit. That happens. We've got a lot of young players out there. We're probably the youngest team in the Championship. And, you know, some of young enough are not far away from nappies. But, you know, I said to my players in the week, you know, if you go fishing someday and you catch a fish and you give it to a starving family, it'll feed them for a day. But if you teach that family to fish in the same amount of time you've tried to catch it, they'll feed themselves forever. So what the meaning of that is, that it's a Jose Mourinho one, but what the meaning of that is that we're going to keep working with our players and we're going to educate them. And probably our friends in the past would have got a little bit frustrated in that last 10 minutes when we were passing the ball, trying to find a way through. But this is the new rhythm. We're going to try and pass our way through.
But one of those young players, Tom Lawrence, even when things weren't going for players, kept plugging away and looked a real bright spark.
Yeah, I thought in the second half he was outstanding. And he probably for a little 10-15 minute spell in the middle of the half that you're referring to, I think he was playing the back four on his own, wasn't he, every time he got the ball. But you could see the Huddersfield players certainly get more and more backing off him as Tom got the ball. But I've said before, he's a shining bright light. But I'm pleased for all my players today, because when you're 2-0 down and it's, you know, we've come in yesterday and we've worked hard. We didn't give the easy option as to use the nonsense, stay at home with your family, with professional footballers. So they come in and they got the rewards in the end. I think our fitness in the last 15 minutes, once again, was outstanding. We're the team that was going to the death.
Must be delighted for the two goal scorers, particularly today.
Yeah, I am, because both have been fighting hard to get in the team. You know, Johnson Clark Harris got two goals last week in a closed-door game at Manchester United, and both super finishes, and I think the rest of the bench wanted me to change in a different direction today. But I think I've always said you earn your rights, and I think if you're Jono and you go away in a reserve game at Carrington and you score two goals and you win 2-0, you probably think you should either play or certainly get a chance to get on the field to play. So I was delighted when he scored. And there's no player in the whole club we'd rather see score an equaliser than Lee Frecklington. He's been a real reason why we're playing Championship football. And he's never frightened to strike. He's never frightened to miss. And he got a little bit fortunate today when it goes off the boy Cody, who I thought had a good game today, but it goes off Emmingazin. But we don't get carried away with this. This is 2 points dropped as far as we're concerned. I think if we'd have scored first, we'd have won the game comfortably.
You kept with the same team for the fourth game running. How tempted are you to change things around for Sunday?
Well, that may change now. There's a lot of tired people in the dressing room. I think the emotion of and the willingness you have to drive forward, I think it's easier when you're 2-0 up and you're trying to see a game out. You run less because the team that's trying to break you down have to do more with the ball and have to do the more of the running. And my players had to go to the 96th minute. And but I said, with these young players, I'm brave enough to have brought them in, and I'm going to be brave enough to keep picking them. And the ones we spoke about, you know, I thought Jordan Bowery done well today when they come on. Johnson, Clark Harris, they're both kids. Johnson, Clark Harris is younger than the boys we brought in. And so we're pleased with how it's going, but we've still got a lot of work to do. You only need to look at the results around the Championship today to see how tough it is.
Yeah, it's a huge game on Sunday against Blackpool, and given their form and where they are in the league, it's a real opportunity for your side, isn't it?
Well, is it any less huge than going to Brentford on the 10th of January? You know, it's we're really, really proud to be in this league. You know, we're not one of these clubs that make it. They've got a right to be here. We had to work so hard to come out of League Two and one in consecutive seasons, and probably on the field we come a million miles compared to off the pitch in terms of infrastructure, staff and various things. But no, our chairman, they'll quickly follow. We just need to make sure that we're going to be around it so I can get more investment out.
I mean, that end to the game today will give you some real confidence going into Sunday, won't it?
Well, I think we'd have gone there confident anyway. I think we'd said we were a notch down today in how we've played. We would accept that. We were certainly not a notch down in the first 20, 25 minutes when we'd started really as good as we'd started. And but, you know, when you've got youngsters and the goal doesn't come, they can get frustrated. The touch becomes suddenly a second touch is a tackle rather than a through ball, for example. So, you know, but our supporters stuck with the lads today, and those that did stay in the seats and kept singing and were in the zone get the rewards. And, you know, I'll use Chris Powell's words from Sheffield Wednesday game. Any point in the Championship is a good day.
Over the festive period, have you managed to spend any time looking at the lone players that you've got and trying to keep them at the club in January?
Well, I think it would be wrong of me to have phoned Nigel Pearson on Christmas Day. I think that wouldn't go down very well. Or the manager of Manchester United, I don't think they'd be receptive to my calls. But there was some work going on just before, obviously, we broke over for Christmas. The players have made it clear to us they'd love to stay. They've made it clear to the parent clubs they'd love to stay. But as we've always respected, it's the right of those parent clubs to decide whether they can continue with us. And if they don't, we have other options to come in. That's not being blasé. We obviously have to work in alternatives, and you know, we'll have a few lot changes in January, and hopefully it'll make us better. As much if it makes the same percentage difference as these four kids coming in have made us, then we'll be a lot better come the second half of the season.